USA News. I'm John Schaefer. President Biden is defending his son's business dealings ahead of possible federal charges. In an interview on MSNBC, Biden said,
"First of all, my son's done nothing wrong. I trust him. I have faith in him. And it impacts my presidency by making me feel proud of him."
The Washington Post has reported the U.S. Attorney's Office in Delaware is looking into Hunter Biden's business dealings in China and the income he received from serving on the board of the Ukrainian energy company Burisma. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is sending quick response teams to his state's southern border ahead of Title 42 expiring on Thursday. Abbott is expecting a huge surge of illegal immigrants to stream across the border once the COVID-era policy is no longer in effect. A statement from his office reads, "Operation Lone Star continues to fill the dangerous gaps left by the Biden administration's refusal to secure the border." The World Health Organization says COVID-19 is no longer a global health emergency.
Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus agreed the international public health emergency should be wrapped up. In a conference Friday, he noted the pandemic's been on a downward trend for over a year. He said this trend has allowed nations to return to life as they knew it before the pandemic. The WHO had declared the coronavirus outbreak as a public health emergency of international concern back in January of 2020. The U.S. is set to have its COVID-19 public health emergency expire May 11th. I'm Karen Sloan.
The favorite in this year's Kentucky Derby has been scratched. Forte will not be racing due to a bruised foot. And the writer's strike has entered day five. That strike has brought Hollywood TV and film production to a halt. At issue for the writers is improved pay in the streaming era and a guarantee they won't be replaced with artificial intelligence. This is USA News.
So, you need life insurance, right? Protection for your family? But who has time to meet with an agent? You're busy. But what if there was a better way? A way to protect your family, your loved ones, make sure you can send your kids to college, keep the family home, no matter what happens? Well, you can. With no agent visit, no medical exam, no blood work, none of the stuff that makes life insurance a hassle. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Ethos Life Radio is a 100% online buying platform for life insurance powered by Ethos. We match you after a simple online interview with a life insurance policy that matches your needs at the best price. EthosLifeRadio.com shops your policy to over 100 carriers instantly to get you the best price. And best of all, EthosLifeRadio.com is a marketplace. This is not a lead source. Your information will not just be sold with endless emails, calls, and texts. We give you the opportunity to buy life insurance online. Simple. In less than 15 minutes online. With no medical exam if you qualify. Do the right thing for your family today. Go to EthosLifeRadio.com. EthosLifeRadio.com.
The former head of the CIA and director of national intelligence will be sitting down before a congressional committee later this month. John Brennan and James Clapper will be questioned by the House subcommittee investigating the alleged weaponization of the federal government. Brennan and Clapper will be questioned about a letter signed by former intelligence officials claiming Hunter Biden's laptop had all the classic earmarks of a Russian disinformation campaign. King Charles III has been crowned in England.
Charles took the oath to uphold the law and the Church of England during his reign. He also took a second oath.
I, Charles, do solemnly and sincerely, in the presence of God, profess, testify, and declare that I am a faithful Protestant.
You weren't able to see the king's actual anointing, though, the most sacred part of the ceremony. Historically, it's been regarded as the moment between the sovereign and God, with a screen blocking public view. I'm Corey Myers.
Thousands of residents of Alberta, Canada have fled their homes as wildfires continue to burn out of control. More than 78 fires are burning in the Canadian province as temperatures soar and high winds fan the flames. The Mega Millions jackpot is growing. After no one picked all six numbers correctly in last night's drawing, Tuesday's jackpot will now be worth $83 million. If you can't wait, tonight's Powerball is worth $87 million. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.